Welcome to your Wednesday, the 20th of November. Do join us on Facebook Live if you can. We are live on Facebook. So hello, Facebook people watching us in studio. It's a Wednesday. It's my favorite day of the week because I love hearing these motivational, incredible stories. And we find these stories through you. We find these stories through me interacting with different ladies on a daily and learning more about how they are just being resilient, how they are just capturing industries and taking names. Okay? Take that how you like, but we're doing it. We're doing it fantastically, and we're doing it fantastically well. Her name is Melissa Leslie, and she is the director of Itembaletu Home in Durban. Now, Melissa is also a chartered accountant who left the corporate world completely because something was missing in her heart. She said she felt like there was something missing, and she's found that missing piece, moving to Durban, the heart of Durban to be specific, and dedicating her life to working with the children from Itembaletu. So, ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome the amazing Melissa Leslie. How are you, Melissa?
Thank you so much for having me. Mama C, I love that.
Yeah, right. I get a new name every. It's Mama C, Mrs. O, Kaz. Listen, I'll take all the names. But today is about you and the incredible work you're doing with Itembaletu Home. I would love to start with you because your journey started chasing the corporate world. You got pretty far. You were in London, got a nice job there in London, and something happened. Life happened that
Absolutely.
Brought you back here.
Things don't quite go as we plan sometimes. Mm. So I'm a Durban girl through and through, and was raised by a Portuguese family, so a very traditional family.
Yes.
And my dad always wanted me to be a chartered accountant to make a success of myself and to go far in life and to have the opportunities that he didn't have. Mm. I think deep down I should have been a psychologist because I just love helping people.
Right.
But I followed the chartered accountant dream that my parents had for me, and it led me to a very potentially fruitful and successful career.
Right.
So like you said, I was in London, I was working at Universal Pictures, walking down the red carpet,
right.
Literally the life of glamour.
Like the nice life.
Absolutely.
Like, yo, take me with you. And then what changed?
But you know what? The glitz and glamour wears off.
Yeah.
I think it was very short-lived, it was exciting and wonderful, and I'm so grateful for those opportunities.
Yeah.
But there was something deep down inside me that just desired more.
Mm-hmm.
And so actually I returned to Durban and then started my own business, helping small businesses. Again, I love helping people. So I thought, let me use the skills that I have
right.
and help people with small businesses.
Yeah.
So I worked in finance there. And yet there was something that kept pulling me into more social work related, like community development work.
Mm-hmm.
And so through a difficult time in my life, I went through a very difficult time with a divorce. And again, life does not go as planned. And in that situation, I could have been a victim. I could have let it actually define who I was and what my future would look like. And even though it was such a scary time, because now I was on my own and now I had to figure out a new way to do my life,
right.
This opportunity came up to work for a nonprofit organization, and everything in me leapt at that thought. It was terrifying because I had no experience in that space, but I just knew that I knew that this was my chance. And so I took the bold, brave step. And I think that's the thing, is you have to be okay with being a little bit uncomfortable,
yeah.
And embracing that discomfort and the unknown. I had to overcome a lot of my own ignorance. I think we can step into these spaces and think, oh, I'm going to save the world. And
yeah.
actually, we don't have the foggiest clue what we are actually talking about.
Right.
And so through a couple years of learning and working with an incredible team, I really feel like we have the most incredible programs that we run at Itembaletu. And it is such a privilege that I get to do that day by day.
Oh,
so I'm very grateful.
Beautiful story. I mean, Itembaletu has been around for 22 years.
Yeah.
And just looking via the website, right, that's itembaletu.org.za. You have incredible programs. You have Destiny for Youth, you have Transition Home, and you have the Breast Milk Bank.
Mm.
Now, for many who don't understand what Itembaletu does, I have my little perspective because
yes.
of how I encountered you. But you help children that are vulnerable, being abandoned, literally find life in families and be part of families and bring joy to other people in their homes, creating a brand new home in this family, which is so beautiful. I think a lot of us, and I mean, this past week has been a devastating week for children in South Africa. We've got 16 days of activism coming up, but it's been devastating in Durban specifically with two children,
yes.
Newborns, that were discarded as if they were just nothing.
Mm.
And they lost their lives, these children.
Mm.
And your home is the place, the incubation place for children who are vulnerable, who are abandoned. Mm. So for someone who doesn't know, just paint a picture of what Itembaletu does.
Sure. So Itembeletu means hope is ours, loosely translated. And I think that is our key thing, is hope into desperate situations. So Itembeletu started 24 years ago with the transition homes. There was a need in the community where children were being abandoned. And like you say, these terrible, terrible, tragic stories of these little ones being discarded. And actually, we needed to step in and do something as a community. Right. So Professor Anna Katsoudis from Glenridge Church started Itembeletu with that passion and vision to go, we have to do something to look after these little ones that are so vulnerable and abandoned. And from that, our programs grew. So a big focus of our transition home is actually transition. That very word is important because we do not believe that children belong in institutions.
Yeah.
So we are a safe temporary place for our children where we actually fight really hard to place them into adoptive families.
Okay.
So we've had almost 120 adoptions since we started.
Wow.
And 40 reunifications back into safe families.
Okay, so reunification meaning the child had to leave the family, stayed with you for a bit, and then came back to the existing family.
Back to the family or to another family member that has stepped into the gap. So whether it be an aunt or a gogo or someone who's gone, I want to raise this child because they belong to our family.
Right.
And obviously there's a massive process that goes with that in terms of social workers involved, assessing situations, ongoing check-ins. So we facilitated 160 children into permanent loving families.
That's
which
incredible.
Is incredible. So you think about the trajectory of those lives, 160 children's lives completely changed.
In this province alone.
Absolutely. Like you see the stories of those two little ones being abandoned and how their lives didn't turn out as they should have.
Yeah.
And actually because there's organizations that are stepping in as crisis homes, there's an opportunity for these children's stories to change, which is so exciting.
I love that. I'm going to chat more with you about the breast bank. We're going to talk more about Destiny for Youth. I also want to find out who can come to you. You know, I think sometimes we're very quick and harsh to judge the moms that abandon these children. And we don't know the circumstances on why they abandon these children and what's going on in their minds. Are they themselves okay, et cetera? So I want to find out who can come to you. Who do you help? And also where this help can be found. We're going to chat more with Melissa Leslie from the amazing Itembeletu Home. If you want to ask any questions, 061-792-9495. I know you've got a big charity event today, but we're going to chat about donations and people are getting involved. It's a festive season. We all want to give a little bit more than we can on a normal day. So we're going to chat about that as well. All that next.
Carol Ofori, East Coast Radio.
Home. It's a home for our children. Our children. KZN children who have been abandoned, neglected, or the family just couldn't take care of the kids. And this is where Itembeletu steps in as a non-profit organization that looks after these children and helps them transition from where they are into a loving, caring family. Now, we're sitting with a very special lady in studio and we're celebrating the work she does and the organization that she represents. I'm talking about Melissa Leslie. And Melissa Leslie is with us to chat more about Itembeletu. And you are the CEO of Itembeletu.
That's right.
And we were just chatting off air about the work that you do. But my last question I left off was, who has access to you? Who can get help from Itembeletu?
We partner with the state. So we are a temporary place of safety for the state. So anyone who needs help needs to release a baby that they cannot care for, can go to a state facility, to a police station, to a hospital, and hand the child over. And that child would then go into the state system and would be placed in our care, or one of the many amazing baby homes around Durban.
Okay.
So we're just one of those facilities.
Right.
I think what makes us different, though, is that we are a transition home. So as I was saying, is we're very, very focused on placing children into adoption. And we have a social worker who works with us to drive those cases along for us.
Right. So just out of interest, normally how long does it take for the transition period? I understand that every child is different, every scenario is different, but on average, do you have like deadlines? Like, guys, we have to place this baby. We can't do more than a year of the child being here or whatever the case may be.
It's so complicated, Carol, but ideally, it should be within 2 years. So we say we only look after children between 0 and 2 years old with the aim that we are transitioning them. But we have had transitions that happen in 6 months.
Yeah.
So we just trust God for more and more of those because we love to see children placed into families.
Yeah.
So we have a couple now that we're really hoping are going to be placed in families by Christmas. Christmas. Oh. That's our goal. So we just really all trust for that and pray for that as a team. And we work as hard as we can with the state to push the system, to get paperwork through where there's delays, etc. So we do our bit to kind of drive the process along.
All right. As I mentioned earlier, this week has been a devastating week, or was it late last week? Just the past couple, let's say 7-8 days, have been a devastating week for newborns in KZN, specifically with two cases that made it to the media, where children were abandoned, left in plastic bags, and all sorts of crazy things. And sometimes, like I said, we don't know what the story is that got the mother to do that. We don't know whether the child was not conceived consensually, or whether or not she's not in a position at all financially or whatever to take care of this child. What do you say to a mom right now who doesn't know what to do? She's gonna have this baby and she's contemplating the worst.
Like I said earlier, Carol, that thing of overcoming our ignorance is so key, because we can't actually judge. Everyone has a story, and there is so much pain and trauma in this world. So my heart for those mums is just a heart of such compassion. I get emotional thinking about it, because the thought of having to give up your child or being in a position where you would consider doing that, I cannot actually contemplate how that mother must be feeling inside and how much pain and brokenness she's experiencing in her life. So it would be that there is a chance to give your child a better life and a hope and a future. And that's what we work for, a hope and a future for those children. So we would say we want to work alongside those mums to provide the support systems that they need to transition their children well.
And I think if you're watching on Facebook, you can see literally your eyes are like teary. Clearly this very, very sensitive. So let's talk about something else that helps. It's the breast milk bank. Talk to us about that.
You know what? That's what makes us so special as well, is that our babies get breast milk. So these little ones come in,
that's
like
liquid
you say,
gold.
It's amazing. And I've seen it in my own children and the benefit, the health benefits to them. And we honestly see it with our babies. They come in, some of our little ones have arrived at 2 kgs of weight. So they are tiny, they're premature, but they're reasonably healthy. And they come in, and honestly, the breast milk just boosts their immune system and gives them the best start to life. So it really does help to give them everything they need. We don't just focus on their physical nutrition, but we also focus on the emotional development, on their mental development. We really have an incredible ECD program, and we have the most amazing mums, carers, housekeepers, who all work together to really love these children and develop them and provide them the best care, like a real family in this transition time.
Right. So can moms donate their breast milk?
Absolutely, yes. So we love donor mums. So if you have extra breast milk, you donate it. We work with Department of Health. We go through a pasteurization process. We have our amazing team leader, Annie, who runs the whole breast milk, and she'll visit the mums, collect milk, and manage the whole process for us. And then we also support neighboring hospitals. If they have prem babies that really need that extra help, or other baby homes, we also partner with them and supply.
I love it. And Destiny for Youth?
So Destiny for Youth started because we realized we needed to actually address some systematic issues that were resulting in abandonment. Like we speak about this trauma and the pain that these mums are carrying to abandon their children. And that comes from years and years of not being loved, of not being seen, of not having opportunity. And so they really are stuck in desperate situations. So we do our Destiny for Youth program, which is in Cato Manor. Cato Manor is honestly one of the worst places I've ever been. It is so difficult. I cannot even imagine the realities that those children are facing. And what is normal for them. And we work into those schools. So we do literacy interventions, we do work readiness programs, career development. We give them opportunities that these children would never have otherwise.
Never been to Cato Manor, so I'm just like, yo.
It is worth a trip, just again, for that ignorance thing of actually going, what is happening in our city? Cato Manor is literally like 5 km away from our home. So we live in the CBD, but it's not far from UKZN. And yet so many of us don't know what it's like. And it is atrocious. Heaps of rubbish that children are playing on top of, because that is their normal. That's their sidewalk. And so we actually invest in these children, because we're seeing the problem with unemployment in our nation, and we actually need to address that. But providing bursaries and tertiary education is not solving that problem. We need to prepare these children for the world, and that might look like being the informal sector. So actually we're trying to educate our children with entrepreneurial skills, computer literacy, financial literacy, starting from grade 4, and we're working with these kids until grade 12.
That's amazing.
So I want to say the kids that are coming out of our program are going to be amazing and so employable, because they really are going to be deeply, deeply invested in and mentored.
I love it. And your message to women listening to you right now?
Sure. So I would say, you can overcome. I think my story has been one of overcoming. Mm-hmm. I look at the children and the families in Cato Manor and I see overcoming all the time. And I mean, I went to visit one young girl who lives in a one-bedroom tin house. But when I walked into that home, I felt love. I felt pride. Mm-hmm. I felt a sense of that mum and that family overcoming, mm-hmm. because they had chosen, they'd seen their circumstances, but they had chosen to make them beautiful. Mm-hmm. So my encouragement is that everything can become beautiful if you shift your perspective in it, and actually a beautiful. Difficult thing can be completely redeemed and can be made glorious.
I love that. Well, a glorious night awaits. Aaron McElroy has got his show tonight. It's called Alive. Every single penny for the show tonight at 7 p.m. at the Station Urban Event Space will be going to Itembaletu to help the children we've been speaking about. Tickets at Web Tickets. Aaron McElroy, McElroy is really, really funny. I've seen him live. He was at our team building. He's absolutely funny. It's a great vibe. Alive is the name of the show tonight, 7 p.m. If you want to laugh and a night out, the Station Urban Event Space. Tickets at webtickets.co.za. Otherwise, if you'd like to help Itembaletu with funds or whatever, breast milk, whatever it is, you can go to the website, and that website is itembaletu.org.za. Ah, Melissa, you're fantastic. You're doing amazing work. Keep shining.
Thank you, Karen.
What you're doing for these children. We live in bubbles. A lot of us, we don't know what's happening outside of our little bubble. And the fact that you've popped yours and you are going out there and you're doing the thing is amazing. God bless you.
Thank you, Carol. Thank you for everything that you do. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so, so much.
Carol Ofori, KZN's number one hit music station, East Coast Radio.